Yeah, either you watch 60 Minutes last night,
Carol,
no, Kevin.
Did not.
There was, after they did the piece about the FBI forensic evidence mistake, which we played up all day long yesterday here on KMOX, and that was their opening piece. The last of the three pieces that they featured on 60 Minutes last night was Leslie Stahl doing a piece on the push to put calorie counts up on the menu boards at fast food restaurants. Because, as you know, when people go and they get a Big Mac, they think of it as health food.
I know what you mean, it's not.
Double Whopper with extra mayo, the Hardee's triple thick burger. You mean that's not like a regular salad with no dressing? Huh, surprising, more calories in one than the other. So, as you know, in our world of nanny government, there are local governments that are forcing fast food restaurants to put this up on their menu boards. New York City was the first in the country to do this, and the fast food restaurants are upset about it for many reasons, one of which is only fast food restaurants have to do this. Regular other restaurants, Chinese restaurants, Italian restaurants, right. Mexican restaurants, they don't have to do it.
Right.
But because you have a giant picture of the food you're going to eat up there on the wall, they want to have a thing that tells you this is 270 calories, this is 410 calories, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So this was her whole story last night. And she was playing up this guy, Thomas Frieden, who's the health commissioner in New York, who really pushed for this. And he thinks that the restaurant industry is being silly in not wanting to bow down to and kowtow to his demands. So anyway, Subway apparently has done this in some of their restaurants. And I was in a Subway just last week getting lunch. And if you look up on their board, it tells you this sandwich is 260 calories. This one is 420 calories.
And for the, 10 grams of fat, right?
For the, yeah. Well, no, it just has
it
the
just
calories on it. Yeah, just has the number of calories on it, at least in the one I was in. So anyway, Leslie Stahl goes last night with a guy from Wendy's, Bill Schettini, who is the head of marketing for Subway. Subway, of course, became famous because of the Jared commercials,
right.
You know, with the giant pants, and then he turned into a much slimmer guy. He wasn't this fat pig anymore. And what?
That's just funny that you would describe him that.
I think even Jared would admit that at one point he was a fat pig. I call myself a fat pig on the air, so I don't think it's derogatory as much as it's a descriptive phrase. Anyway, so Leslie Stahl, I got to play you this audio. She goes with this guy from Subway to a Subway restaurant, and she's going to go in there and order. Now, when you're listening to this, I want you to think of your mom, because that's who Leslie Stahl is in this situation. I think, just from listening to this audio, and I'm going to play it over here, Chris, I think that she has never been in a Subway restaurant before. Okay? Listen to it's like she's entering a new wonderland of, oh my goodness, I can't believe what's in here. Listen to the tone of her voice and her inability to do math. Those are the two things to listen for here. Okay, roll it.
Bill Schettini, head of marketing at Subway, came with me to order my first calorie-informed sub.
Oh, I can really see the calories. It's very clear.
She's looking up at the menu board, and they have the numbers up there, and that's where I'm talking about. She's in this new wonderland. Oh, sweetie, I'm so glad you brought me in here. I've never been to a place like this. Look right there on the sign. There are numbers. It's like going to the Subway with my mom, I'm telling you. All right. Go ahead, Leslie.
The board is not cluttered, but would it reflect my order? Roast chicken, listed at 310 calories.
I want a foot-long Italian bread.
But the calorie number on the board is for a 6-inch sub, so I need to double the number in my head.
Oh, my goodness. This woman has been on 60 Minutes for more than two decades. She's considered one of the brightest people in the world of journalism. Whether you agree with her agenda or not, she's a pretty smart woman. You're telling me that this multi-million dollar journalist can't look up and see 310 calories for a 6-inch sub? I have no idea what that would be for a 12-inch sub.
It's about double.
I've got to double this in my head?
She better not take the fire department test in St. Louis.
Why does Subway not give out free calculators? They should be right here so I can figure this out.
But you know math in America is not good. Go ahead.
I'm sorry, Leslie. You sounded like an idiot right there. But here we go. Watch this.
Where do I see calories on the bread?
Hold on. The calories on the bread are figured into the sandwich.
When you're ordering a sandwich off the board, believe it or not, that's not just the meat and condiments. It includes the bread, you moron! You're ordering a sandwich, not a quarter pound of turkey!
Were you yelling at the TV?
Yes! I'm now repeating for you the performance I put on in my own living room last night, watching 60 Minutes, waiting for The Amazing Race to come on.
I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
Got it. Okay. I want mayo. I like mayo.
Sounds like Spalding. I want a hot dog. No, a cheeseburger. I want a milkshake.
Mayo.
You'll get nothing and like it.
I want mayo. I like mayo. This is what it's like going to the restaurant with my mom. She won't order until everybody's ordered, and then she has to look at the menu and figure it out from there.
We have the same mother.
Everybody has this mother. Okay, I want a hamburger.
I just want to defend my mom. She does not do that.
I want it with cheese. You have cheese. And what does that come with? Because I like pickles. Do you have pickles? Your mother is Leslie Stahl.
I gotta go.
Go ahead.
Now, how do I check on my calories?
That kicks it up 110 more calories.
Where do I see that?
It would be on the sneeze guard claim.
Okay, now the guy from Subway just told her the mayo count is not up on the board.
It's right.
And then he refers to something called the sneeze guard cling. Which I think is what happens when you sneeze and you wipe your nose and you don't get all of it.
No, that would be the hang.
I'm talking about the little one that's under the end of your nostril that you didn't, you know.
We call them neighbors in my house.
Neighbors.
Well, apparently at Subway, that's called the sneeze guard cling. So they go looking for it over on the sneeze guard cling, and they can't find it.
Back here.
Mm-hmm. The sneeze guard cling was a separate posting. But where was the mayo?
Sorry, it's not in there, but it is in the brochure.
Already I'm confused.
Already I'm confused.
That's like, where are the weapons of mass destruction? Where is the mayo?
I don't know. Third base.
Oh, now how confused are you? You're ordering a sandwich. You are not dealing with plutonium here.
Oh, my goodness.
You're ordering a sandwich at Subway, and she just...
I don't get it.
I can't figure this out. You want me doubling numbers and putting... I have to tell you that I like mayo, and this is in... This is why I have assistants at the office.
That's what interns are for.
This is why Leslie Stahl's normal lunch order at the office is the usual, because the person who goes then knows, go to Subway, get the thing... All right, wait, we're not done. Listen.
It came in at over 700 calories.
Okay, yeah, that's just the end. She says, and then it turns out that my sandwich came in at over 700 calories.
Hmm.
Now, she's saying that as if to say, they told me it was 310 on the sign,
but
it really was over 700. Yes, you moron, that's because you doubled the size of your sandwich, and 310 plus 310 is 620, and you like mayo.
I like mayo.
Do you have mayo? I want mayo on my sandwich.
It's like Mickey Mantle, bread? I want mayo.
Will that sandwich include bread?
No, it's a finger sandwich. You don't have to have any bread.
Of course it's over 700 grams or calories or whatever it is.
Now, Leslie Stahl wears like a size 2.
She does not eat a footlong sandwich.
She's not eating, no.
She probably eats like the crumbs from the 6-inch.
No, she's sharing that with the four other people who are in the truck doing the shot with her. Yeah.
I have a headache now.
So now, but people are going to watch that and say, oh, you see, Subway is being deceptive. They told us 310, but it's really over 700. No, it's only 700 for people who like mayo and can't do math, like Leslie Stahl.
I go back to the multimillion-dollar journalist. That's the thing that frightens me.
Brilliant.
So I'm getting a piece of paper here from you that says a number, but this is I want cash. I need to have money. Well, that's a check, Leslie. That's your paycheck. And so I take it somewhere and they give me money. Yes, that's called a bank.
That's
the
money.
Bank.
Yeah. I like bills. Money. Will they give me bills or is it all going to be coins?
What's this word? T-H-T-H? Oh, the. Sorry.
He's not that bad.
Oh.
That was really not a good
no.
effort there.
341 at KMOX.